It's an exciting time to be a Garth Brooks fan. Now, tomorrow, tickets will go on sale for the stadium tour that's taking place at Rice-Eccles Stadium on July 17th. Tickets will be available at 10 a.m. Mountain Time at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks or by calling 877-654-2784. There's an 8-ticket limit, and all tickets are going to be best available. Joining us this morning is none other than Garth Brooks himself. Garth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, Dave. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, tomorrow, of course, is a big day here in the state of Utah. Tickets for the big stadium show there, July 17th at Rice-Eccles, they go on sale. The last time you were here was about 2015. You did two dates at Energy Solutions Arena. And for those people that have seen an arena show, or even if they haven't seen you at all, what are they going to get from a Garth Brooks stadium show?
Well, the thing is, I tell everybody this, too. It'll take you 15 or 20 minutes to catch on, but what you'll realize is, hey, this guy ain't doing anything. We're doing all the work. I'm going to work you like a rented mule, man. I am going to play, hopefully, songs that everyone could sing to, because I just like the old stuff. I'm a fan of concerts. And so when I go to concerts, if an artist has a new album out, great, that's cool, but play me the stuff I came here to hear. So that's kind of thing. It's a fun party, and the quicker that it turns into everybody singing together, then the quicker it turns into a party, and that's what makes for a fun night.
And I guess the question too that I have is, have you slowed down at all in your older years? Not to say that you're getting old, but have you slowed down at all? I mean, people that have seen you in years past, you've done some pretty crazy stuff out there, sir.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just what the music kind of does to you, and I think that stuff's timeless. I might not cover left and stage right in 4.2 seconds anymore. and the crazy thing too, bring it out on a football field. You know, the arenas are always kind of ice hockey. That's your parameters. On a football field, it's stadium to stadium, side to side. So it's a much bigger picture, which it should be because the crowd is much bigger. But it's sure my job is to make that thing feel really small and tight. And you guys' job is to make it sound like the biggest stadium on the planet, and I think we got a good marriage going at that.
Absolutely. I would totally agree with you on that point. We're talking with Garth Brooks. Now, remember, tickets, once again, they go on sale July 7th for his July 17th show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Now, Garth, we just played Shallow, and that's the duet with you and, of course, Miss Trisha Yearwood. It's such a beautifully written song, and it's been said that you covered it on Inside Studio G at a fan's request. First question is that a true story? And second one, now that it's been out there and it's playing on the radio, what does it mean for the two of you that it's been embraced like it has?
Well, first of all, it's very sweet. We were doing an Inside Studio G thing, and somebody asked, hey, would you ever think about doing, you and Trisha doing Shallow? And I'm going, are you talking about from the movie A Star Is Born kind of thing? And they said, yeah, and I'm thinking, well, there's no way, you know, because that's Lady Gaga and Cooper. That's pretty cool. But they just kept doing it. So we did it for a CBS special, just acoustic, and they just kept asking. So we said, yeah, we'll try it for the record, knowing it would never make the record. But, man, when the band cut it, and you're standing right there staring at Trisha Yearwood when she's singing it, she sang her butt off. And it's like, holy cow, this might be something. And so here it came. So it started as a fan request, but it's pretty freaking cool. And what I love about it is when you think about it, what it was written, when you look at it in the film, those two people were acting. It's fun to get to do it with the love of your life, man. And I think you can hear that in the track itself.
And my question would be, first, have you still ever heard anything from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper about it? And then secondly, of course, it's such a great song. Have you enjoyed the way that the fans have just kind of grabbed onto it and it's become this great single for you?
Yeah, well, what I love is the fact that it feels like us, even though it's a cover of somebody else's stuff. It just feels like Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. So I love that. Love how the band played it, studio band played it. Looking forward to hearing how the live band plays it, because I got to tell you, anything that's big in the studio, you stick it in an arena or stadium, it's going to grow 20 times. So really looking forward to the size of this. Have not talked to Gaga or Bradley about the song. I ran into Gaga at the inauguration. She was very sweet, but she was so nervous. We didn't talk about anything other than the national anthem and what was going to happen. So it was it's pretty sweet. But I hope someday we all get to sit down and talk about it, because it's cool to share something like that with people that are sweet and heroes of mine. I mean, Bradley Cooper, I just love him. I think he's one of the greatest actors of all time.
It definitely is. I've loved that. And I love the song. I'm looking forward to hearing it live. Now, one of the last questions that I have for you. On Monday, I was watching you on Inside Studio G, and you were talking about the Salt Lake show being the second show after Vegas and all of that. I asked what people can expect of you. Now, my question is, what are you expecting from Salt Lake City?
Oh, dude, there's a reason why you go to cities. And the reason why you go to Salt Lake is because you've been there before. That's why you go back. Good people, respectable people, but put them in an arena, they get louder than anybody. Now take those two arena shows we got so lucky to do in 15. Take both those arena shows, stick them in one stadium. This is going to be stupid fun. And I think it's also what we all need to see, because there'll be people in masks. There'll be people, I guess, without masks. It depends what the mandates are at that point. But they'll look at each other with respect. That's what I love. They'll get as loud as anybody's ever gotten. You'll see it. So we're going to bring all the cameras in. We want to document this, because this is our first on sale after the pandemic. We want to pick it up from there, go all the way into the stadium, and bring the live recording and bring the cameras in, because I think we all need to see how it's done right. And trust me, Salt Lake and the surrounding areas, they will get it done right.
Looking so forward to this show. You put on such a high energy show, and thank you for the time this morning. I know you're a busy man. We're going to let you sneak away, all right?
Okay, Dave, I can't appreciate it enough. Tell Jordan thank you for me very, very much, and may your families all stay safe.
Okay? Yours as well, sir. Thank you so much, and have a great day. All right, that was Garth Brooks. Great show coming up on July 17th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Remember, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. The phone number once again, 877-654-2784.